sure why I'm whispering. I guess because we've always sat next to each other at work, and we've always been close enough to whisper back and forth across the wall of the cubicle, so I guess maybe I'm afraid that you won't recognize my voice if I'm not whispering. I know how silly that sounds, but I'm just, I'm really nervous. There's something I have to get off my chest, and I know it's super, super weird to email you an audio file, but just bear with me, okay? This can't wait. I can't wait until lunch tomorrow. I like you. I like you. I don't think you like me back. I think that you're just a nice guy that I work with, and you're my friend, and that's fine. I'm content with that. But I think that the reason that you don't like me is because maybe you don't know me that well. You think I'm just some shy girl who works in your office and doesn't go out drinking on the weekends, brings her lunch in a paper bag every day, and whispers snide comments to you about the assholes we work with just to make you laugh. But there's a lot you don't know about me. Like how I like to write short stories in my spare time. Or how I spent last summer teaching yoga at the local community center. Or how underneath my more conservative clothes at work, I'm always wearing a thong, like every single day. I love how they look under my pants and skirts, makes everything nice and smooth looking. But also, I just love the way they feel. Soft lace rubbing between my ass cheeks and brushing against that little space between my thigh and my pussy. I'm trying to imagine the look of surprise on your face right now. You are so fucking cute. And I hate knowing that you probably think of me as your goody two-shoes co-worker in her button-up collared shirts and her slacks and long skirts. I realize now that you probably haven't shown any interest in me, not because you don't think that I'm pretty, but because you just don't see me that way. Not yet. I feel so silly for being so nervous and insecure, but now I want you to know who I really am. Then maybe you'll start seeing me as girlfriend material. Okay, well, at least fuck buddy material. But hey, maybe you think I'm bluffing. Maybe you think this is some sort of weird, sexually charged, elaborate office prank. That's okay, baby. I planned for that eventuality. That's why I made this recording for you. I want to show you how naughty I can be. I want to make you hard without even touching you. I want to make your cock drool for me. Make you wish I was right there with you to lick it up. I want to make you come all over yourself, the floor, your bed, couch, wherever you are. And even though it feels so fucking good to have that sweet release to come listening to my voice. That hot, thick load isn't in my pussy or in my mouth. It's not on my tits. It's not covering my ass, so it just feels like a waste. It feels like a waste to you. I want to get in your head. I want to change how you see me. I want to make you crave me, make you mine. And then I want to make you hard all over again. It's all I can think about when we're at work. Who am I kidding? It's all I think about all the time. I fantasize about you constantly. At home, on my commute, at work, at the grocery store. It doesn't matter. I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop wanting you. I can't stop sneaking away from my life, my desk, my responsibilities, just to take care of myself a little. My entire work day is basically just some kind of solo torture porn these days. I just slowly edge myself all day long because of you. I do a little work, make a few phone calls, have some innocent little conversation with you, and then sneak off to the bathroom, give my pussy a few light little slaps. Nothing too crazy to start, just tapping my clit through my panties. Just a few times. And maybe taking my middle finger and running it up and down my slit. Wishing it was your cock teasing me. And then I'll force myself to stop and get back to work for a while, but it's not long before I'm arching my back, grinding downwards into my chair, pressing my clit, pushing on it, toying with myself while working and sending emails, making calls. It's exhilarating in its own way, and I can probably do it for hours, but baby, you're so fucking sexy. You drive me so goddamn wild. It doesn't take much to get me back in that restroom. You'll bring me coffee or ask me if I saw some new Netflix show yet, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes, and I'm heading back to that bathroom, pulling my wet little thong aside and playing with strings of pussy juice that are just dripping and running between my thighs. Tasting it. Unbuttoning my blouse a little so I can rub it into my nipples. Teasing myself a little bit at first, and then shoving two fingers in my pussy and spreading them apart, trying to mimic that full stretching feeling that I know your fat cock is gonna give me. Thinking about how your arms would feel wrapped around me, They're pinning me down. God, if I start thinking about you holding me down, taking what you need from me, using me, taking out all your frustrations on all of my holes, one by one. It makes it so much harder to stop. Oh, I need a third finger in my pussy, and I just start imagining your hands gripping, tugging on my hair, making me arch my back, making me present my ass and pussy to you. It makes me feel so bad, but I can't help getting down on the bathroom floor, squatting with my back against the wall so I can rub my clit while I stretch my pussy apart with my fingers. You make me so fucking wet. I can fit four fingers inside of me, but it's not fucking enough. It doesn't matter how full I make myself, I need you. I need your cock. I know that the only way I'll feel satisfied is if I come while your cock pulses and twitches inside of me. I imagine being with you for the first time, your fingertips riding up my ankles to the insides of my knees, gently pulling them apart. Maybe I playfully resist a little just to rile you up. But we both know, and I fucking need it. I just like to play with you, to think about playing with you while I play with myself. To play with myself at work while thinking of playing with you. It's almost too much, and sometimes I get too close. It's so hard to stop playing and get back to work, but I do. I stand up, adjust my clothes, touch up my hair and my makeup, and casually walk out of the bathroom back to my desk. Sometimes, near the end of the day, our boss leaves early. Of fucking course. But it's kind of nice because everyone starts to relax a little. People are more chatty. Coffee and smoke breaks are longer. A few people disappear altogether. Even I kick off my heels and slide them under my desk. And then I see you taking off your tie and undone a couple of buttons on your shirt. I can see a bit of your chest as you walk by, and I practically gasp out loud right then and there. I start wiggling in my chair, and my hips start grinding the air, and my thighs just squeeze together. It's almost like it's like they're doing it on their own, clamping down on my clit and rocking and wiggling. I can't help it. imagining the rest of your body, your chest, your stomach pressed against me, the bulge of your cock resting hot against my hip, your hands on my thighs, your breath on my neck. I have to leave again. I have to sneak back to the restroom and finish what I started, what you started, without even knowing it. Oh, but I can't. I can't get away again. Not today. This stupid project got me all tied up, and I couldn't justify leaving my desk again. So here I am, touching myself and recording it for you like some desperate schoolgirl begging for attention, but I don't care. All I care about is finally getting my hands all over you. Finally getting my nails in your back, scratching up your shoulders and down your arms. Finally getting my legs wrapped around you so I can pull you deeper into me. Finally getting your hands on my tits, squeezing them until it hurts, until I'm marked red with your fingerprints. Sometimes I wonder if I just want to be fuck buddies, or if I want something more with you, but I can't even begin to think about it because I just have to get this fuck off my chest, you know? This primal urge, this animalistic craving, this base lust. I have to fuck you over and over again. I have to get fucked by you over and over again. And then when I'm utterly fucking spent, filled with and covered in your fucking cum, every dirty, filthy, horny thought fucked right out of my head, then I can go back to being a human with regular thoughts, and maybe we can talk about going on a real date, but until then, until we fuck the shit out of each other, my brain is fucking useless. This fuck is all I care about. Your cock is the only thing I need. I don't care if I have to work for it, dress up in some skimpy, slutty little outfit for you, get on my knees, begging and pleading for your cock. I don't care if you make me wait, if you tie me up and tease me, rub your balls all over my face and smack my nipples with your cock, taunting me, because you know that torturing me is only gonna make my pussy more wet and warm and inviting for you. I don't even care if you really make me work for it. Show me off to your friends. Let them use me however they want. Make me do things their wives and their girlfriends always say no to. I won't say no. I won't say no. I won't say no. Oh, I won't say no, baby. I'll do whatever it takes to make them come. As long as I get to have you all to myself afterwards. As long as it makes you happy. Makes your cock hard. Makes you pump every last drop of cum into me and onto me. I'll do anything for you. Let me show you. Let me show you that I'll do anything for you. I'll see you at work tomorrow.